This is going to be so funny. I can't wait to see the look on Dao's face. Dao's name is Eve, and Dao shall be a woman, because Dao were taken out of man.
Typical.
Ow! Something feels missing.
Surpriseth! I made Dao a companion.
Hi, I'm Eve.
What is this? He looks nothing like me.
She will be your companion.
Ew, but she's nasty. Her chest is like popping out everywhere. And she doesn't even have a thingy.
She is your wife and you will be happy with her. I created Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve.
Fine.
It is now both of Thou's jobs to take care of your home. All this is for you. Help thyselves to anything you like. But thou shalt never touch the tree in the middle of the garden. That tree gives knowledge of good and evil. The day thou eatest fruit, thou shalt die.
Again with the tree. Okay, I get it. Don't eat from the mystery tree. Jeez. I guess I'll go start dressing the garden. I don't know.
I wonder why God doesn't want us to eat from this tree.
Hath God said, ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden?
No, he said that we could eat from every tree except the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, or we'll die, whatever that is.
Ye shall not surely die.
You think? Then why would he forbid it?
For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened. And ye shall be gods.
Well, I'll show him. I have no reason to distrust a talking snake.
I don't feel so well.
Ye stupid bitch! Ye hath disobeyed thou as creator. And then only a matter of minutes after being created, I might add. Oh, ye were so easy.
Oh, crap. Well, if I'm going down, I'm taking that little Queen Adam with me.
Good idea. I'm sure he is just as stupid as thou. Intelligent design thy ass.
Adam, dear, where are you?
Oh, I'm just redecorating this place. What do you think about this ivy? Isn't it fabulous?
Forget about that. Look, I brought some fruit for us to eat.
No, I'm happy with my bananas.
Oh, come on, give it a try.
Okay, wait a second. Is this that knowledge fruit?
No, of course not.
Okay then. Are you sure?
Yes! Eat it already!
Okay. Suddenly I don't feel so fabulous.
Oh, you know what? I guess that was the knowledge fruit.
You little hussy! Why did I just slap you silly?
Shh! Listen! I think God's coming. Quick, let's hide behind these bushes.
Hey, you guys. I've been thinking, guys, where art thou?
We were...
Making out.
Ew.
Eve, why are thou covering up thy boobs?
I'm just holding them because they're so big.
Hast thou eaten of the tree, whereof I commanded thee thou shouldest not eat?
She I was just walking around a tree and a snake like, came out of nowhere and he tricked me.
Enough! Eve, because thou hast done this, I will greatly multiply your pain and your labor when thou shalt bring forth children. And thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee.
Wonderful.
Adam, because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, Cursed is the ground for thy sake, and sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life.
What?
I'm not done. And the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground.
You know, this is some pretty harsh punishment for just being tricked into eating a stupid piece of fruit.
Silence! Now both are to leave the Garden of Eden forever.
Asshole! Way to go, Eve.
Well, it can't get any worse, right?
Damn, God! It was only a joke.
Yeah, well, I am pissed.
Oh, come now. Thou'st need to learn how to control thy rage. Oh, that was cold of